You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hello, Joanne Joseph. Congrats on your achievement.
Thank you.
Joanne, what made you choose squash as main game to play when cricket, tennis, football and many other popular sports are in Australia?
I chose squash because my dad plays it as well. And he would take me and my cousin down to the squash courts, and we would pull around there, hit the ball, and it just felt right for me. Mm-hmm. I really liked it, and all the other sports I find it was not as intriguing as squash.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my dad one day, and he signed me up for squash logic or squash squat, and I learned the basics on how to hit the ball, and then after that I just fell in love with it and I decided to keep going with it.
Oh, good. So you are still in love with squash?
Yes.
Okay, so you told me that you chose squash because you felt that this is more apt for you, right?
Yes.
Have you practiced or tried the other games as well?
I used to play netball, and I did like netball, but once I was introduced to squash, it was just right for me. And I never really liked the ball sports like basketball or baseball, so that was kind of out of my league. So I felt like squash was the way to go.
When did you start training yourself for squash?
I started about 2 years ago when I was 9 or 8-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kept practicing since then.
Okay, so you started practicing since 8-ish, like 8 years old.
Yeah.
And now you are?
I'm 10 turning 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have played a lot of tournaments at the age of 10 now.
Yes.
And you are ranked number one in Victoria as well as nationally.
Yes.
What a great achievement at this age.
Thank you.
What are your plans now? Is it to become a squash player or focus mainly on your academics?
My short-term goal was to get into the Victorian state team, but I got into it. Then my next short-term goal is to win the under-11 AJC. But my long-term goal is to win the under-19 AJC.
So you're planning to continue?
Yes.
So what about your academics? You will be in year 5 or 6, right?
Next year I will be in year 6.
So you are in year 5 now?
Yes.
So you had NAT plan tests, you have homeworks. How do you manage practicing squash and your academics?
I keep a separate time for my homework, and I finish it as fast as I can, but I still stay focused, and I'm on top of my academics, and if I keep going like this, it should be fine. But if there are any trouble, I'll just have to take a little bit more time for my academics and then get back into squash. So it's kind of like a mix, trying to keep them balanced so I'm not missing out on squash, but I'm not also missing out on my studies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. When you have gone for your first tournament, what was your feeling? Were you nervous during that time?
Yes, I was very nervous because for my first match ever, I was playing in a glass court where everyone could see me, and I was very nervous. I lost my first match, but then I won my second two because my nerves were starting to I was putting my nerves into my game. So then I was trying to, I got a bit more confident.
Okay. And what about your parents? How do they support you? I know, of course, your dad takes you for training. What about your mom?
My mom has started taking me for tournaments and training as well, but she's always been supporting me as well as my dad, and they both come for my tournaments. They sometimes both come for my training. They really help me out and give me advice, trying to make me better.
All right, that's great. So all the best for your future, Joanne.
Thank
Joseph,
you.
And thanks for talking to SBS Malayalam.
Thank you.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.